have an approach we're using this year of transitioning several of our programs over the course of the next year. And what that means is looking at either another way to pay for them or how to transition them with in conjunction with other providers. And so there's no major service changes that are reflected in this budget, but we will be over the next year looking at really smarter ways to deliver some of the services that we currently are serving and reducing the cost of to the taxpayers.
And what are some of these?
Well, there are a variety of ones. In our aging services department, which has been merged into our new family and aging services department with other social service programs, we're looking at different models for how the county provides services to senior citizens versus how we best use contractors. And so driving the cost down and trying to maintain service delivery at the same or even a better level if possible.
How does this translate in concrete terms? Are there any positions that are going to be lost? Are you going to contract out?
In the short term, there were 39 filled positions that we were looking to cut. Fortunately, some of those people have landed in other jobs. Unfortunately, we still anticipate we'll have some layoffs at the end of next week. In large part, we continue to look at cutting vacant positions. And what that means is as positions become vacant, we look for opportunities to shift the workload around and avoid putting more people into the ranks of the unemployed at probably the worst time that we could possibly be doing that. So we've cut some positions. We're trying to maintain services. And what we've been focusing on over the last several years is continuing to look for opportunities to find cheaper ways to do business and cut out unnecessary costs.
And what other departments are positions being cut?
The position cuts really have occurred in a variety of departments. Some of our support service areas have taken cuts. For example, some of the support departments I oversee, fleet and procurement services, human resources, budget, we've been taking cuts in those types of support areas in terms of frontline services. There have been cutbacks in parks and recreation. In our public works department, as I said, aging services or health and social services, some of our social service programs, there haven't been a concentration of layoffs in any specific area, but as we've cut vacant positions, we've also in some cases had to cut some filled positions as well.
Over this year's budget process, county commissioners have flagged a number of items, and a number of them were resolved, I believe it was in July?
Yes.
Have any of the commissioners flagged any items this time around for tonight's hearing? And if so, what are they?
Well, they haven't at this point. In July, we had what we called a budget reconciliation workshop where any issues that commissioners had, using our terminology, flagged for further consideration were resolved. And so, for example, one that was very popular with the community was an ombudsman position in our planning and growth management department, and that was restored. Some funding for the Environmental Protection Commission was provided. Those are examples of issues that were put to bed at the end of July. When we come back tonight, this is the opportunity for board members to raise new issues that they'd like to consider further before they put the budget to bed next Thursday. Also, they have the opportunity, obviously it's a public hearing, to hear from the public and raise issues for consideration, again, based on public comment that they'll resolve next Thursday as well. There are few issues that we're aware of that are likely to come up, but the nice thing about a public hearing process is it's an opportunity for people to get involved, even if it's late in the process. And I've been here 23 years. There's not a single year that the board hasn't continued to make changes in the budget up until the last night, which is a good sign that, you know, it is a public process. They're still listening to the public, and they're still making changes up until the very last minute.